¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
We have Sophia with us.
We're so excited.
Today we have an angel, an icon, a girl who's not afraid to say what's on her mind. Miss Sophia with an F.
Thank you so much for having me. If anyone was wondering, even though everyone knows because you film your house all the time, you guys are rich.
Oh, I don't live here. And they already know that's not true over here.
If we lived together, one of us would be dead. So the money wouldn't matter at all. No, thank you. That's really nice. I appreciate
no,
that.
No. I'm like, sorry, look at the view. Like,
the view is life-changing.
You're going to say yes, yes.
Yes, yes. No, I... Thank you. I do appreciate it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you're here. And I feel like you and I have, like, have you guys ever met either?
No.
No.
Have we ever met, like, in passing at all?
I don't think so.
It's weird because I feel like I know you.
Completely agree.
And everyone gets on me about this. I'll meet someone one time and I'm like, they're my best friend forever. Literally, I would die for them. Tana, you just met them. Not like that, but I just have seen so much content of you. We had our infamous... You know, what was it, like 6 years ago, whenever, Tana did not go on Call Her Daddy. And you almost killed me.
Mm-hmm. I think you tweeted when you went on there, and you tweeted, Sophia with an F is shaking right now, or something.
You should not give a girl Xanax and a Twitter platform.
Wait, when was this?
Like, when I went on Call Her Daddy, I tweeted, Sophia with an F is shaking.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, kind of funny. But it was never that I didn't want to go on yours. It was more so just, I was more so making a joke. Like, I'm now going on with one of the hosts. I still owe the other one.
Right.
Something. Which is canceled in my house and way less good. But
yes,
I'm so sorry for not going on Call Her Daddy.
The first time. Actually, I wasn't that upset. Because literally everyone was like on the bandwagon being like, Sophia the Nath, like, let's fucking go. Tiana's like, wait, I had no idea.
That was definitely not my intention at the time.
Like, that's how you know she loves you. She did it to me once as well.
I was never doing that in like a hater way. I just thought it was funny, but that sucks. Can we talk about that?
Sorry.
I love how you're like, that sucks. Like, let's talk about it.
No, that's so nice of you to come on here now, though, after that and bring gifts and everything.
Well, and I just don't want you to ever think that was like in a negative way, because I'm never one to try to like fuel a fucking hate campaign, especially on like a girl I don't know. If I know you and you did some shit, that's one thing. Shit.
Okay, truth be told, I completely forgot about that, because that would have been, 5 years ago?
Mm.
And then when I told my team, like, I was going to do this podcast, canceled, they
were like, no.
No, someone from my team was like, do you remember when Tana tweeted that thing about you? Like, literally as we were driving up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do remember. Zero hard feelings.
It's, well, I'm really happy, definitely. And honestly, if you were mad at all, I would completely understand and hold that L. But also, I hope you know, at the time, I know it wasn't like a deep thing. It was just me having Twitter from 2019 to 2021 was such a fucking, like, it should have been like federally mandated. Like, that girl doesn't need it. Like, there was not a thought behind those eyes. And that instant access to just saying anything. I was so dramatic and insane.
It was like a Amanda Bynes, Britney Spears.
Absolutely.
Like, you, someone should have put you under a conservatorship.
Absolutely. I'm surprised I didn't have like a dermal piercing and like, sorry, that was mean. Amanda didn't do anything.
She's doing better now.
Is she?
Hopefully. I think she admitted herself.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah. Congratulations, Amanda.
I love this mental health podcast.
Me too. It really is. And kind of, you came out of it. Right?
Came out of my Amanda Brinier. Well,
she's rebranding. She's doing his Sophia Richie Grange.
I'm trying. I'm trying to hit my Sophia era so hard.
Do you love that song?
White Claw and Don't
Wait,
address
what?
It,
what song are you?
You know how like
what?
like Sophia's wedding, like when she's walking down the aisle, the guy's like, Sophia.
Well, you know the original song, it's like Georgia, but then they switched it to Sophia.
No, but that will be the song I walk down the aisle to now that I, you guys just told me.
She really did you a favor.
It's a banger.
Saved you a lot of money.
It's actually a banger. And her name is Sophia with an F, right?
It is.
I think it is spelled with
an F. Oh my God, hope she doesn't start a podcast.
I hope so too. I'll be done.
The difference.
I'll be fucking done.
I feel like she would be fun. Like, I feel like she could hang. Do you think she'd come on Canceled?
Sophia Richie Grange. I would bet my limb that she wouldn't. Absolutely not. But I bet she can hang. I bet she gets like fucked up on the low for sure.
For sure.
I hope.
Do you know who always tells me that you and me would be best friends if we spent 24 hours together?
Who?
Mike Malak.
Thank you. Thank you. I fucking love Mike. And I'll see like your guys' YouTube. Mm. And I'm like, this is my bitch. This is for sure. 100%.
And Mike's actually never been wrong. I'll say that. Like, he'll always tell me before I'm with someone, he'll be like, you're going to fucking hate this bitch, or you're going to love her and she's going to be your best friend. And every time it's very valid.
Really?
Yeah, so it's funny. But you guys have like a little... Like, what's the tea?
A little what, Tana?
Did you have a flavor?
I was gonna say right? that a little.
I was gonna say the word history, but
he winked at me.
History is just so deep, you know. History is like, you know.
Right. So Mike and I have never hooked up.
Really?
No, not yet? Even made out.
Oh wow.
Yet I'm not opposed.
Okay.
But what is Mike after? Like, I really want to know.
Nothing good.
You're like, bitch, you don't want to know.
Nothing good. I honestly never have. No, I actually made out with him one time by accident.
How was
but I
it?
Tripped and fell. Like, I tripped and fell. You know what I mean?
Oh, like when you made out with him.
But no, just into doing that. No, like, it was just like an accident.
But then once your lips touched each other.
I don't know.
You don't remember.
I was at the Box in New York City, which is a very famous sex club.
Incredible.
And sex is such an understatement for those that don't know. The Box is
people like shit in a box on stage.
People like shit on the stages and have sex on the stage and like piss all over each other. Like, but it's like a show. It's like Cirque du Soleil for people.
It's so hot.
It's
with like weird kinks. Yeah.
Whatever. And I made out with like seven of my friends last night. That night. And that night. Just happened to be one of them. And I don't know.
Would you tell me he's like good? Like a good kisser or no?
Sincerely have no idea, but I feel like if I had to take in from like just him as a person, you would hope he was good at fucking by now.
After Lana Rhodes, like hello.
And just everyone else.
Yeah, and just like the experience
actually,
in
after
general.
After all of LA? Like
me talking about fucking all of LA, you know, like it's a concept I'm foreign to.
I just saw a thing where it was like if a guy has a high body count, he's worse in bed because nobody comes back. Like it's like Ooh. If you, the people Whoa. Who are really good in bed are like guys who had girlfriends for a really long time because it's like you have sex over and over and over again with the same person.
Yes.
I agree with that. Like you never have good sex with somebody the first time ever.
No.
That is some Albert Einstein shit.
And yeah, also, well, I stole it from someone else.
I think that's true for women too.
Oh yeah.
Because when you're in a relationship, you're trying so much different shit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're having a one night stand, you're like, oh my God, like I'm gonna like tell him to hit it from the back and then I'm gonna like scream. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. And it's your base model.
That is actually
that
so true.
You
only get into
time
like,
the first time.
You only get into learning the weird shit like when you're in like deep into something.
Yeah, that's why all the whores have bad sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You heard it here first.
So there Mike probably is not doing so hot. Although, I feel like if you have sex consistently with a porn star, that's like double. Like he's probably really great.
Like if you fuck a porn star date one for 6 months.
He's probably doing
backflips. But I think Lana has said like, and I might just be completely making this up, so no one quote me, but that's this whole podcast. Like, don't believe anything I say,
I think
you know?
She said she liked vanilla sex.
Yeah, like, she likes, like,
I do.
Lovey, vanilla sex. Mm. I was editing one of our podcasts, or, like, watching one of our podcast episodes the other day, and you were talking about how you like vanilla sex, and I had this whole existential crisis. I was like, should I, like, rework the inner workings of my mind and, like, learn to like vanilla sex?
Well, what do you think happened to you along the way? I don't even mean that to be like, but what do you think like switched it? Like, when did you start all of a sudden being like, I want him to hit me?
My actual first long-term relationship, the first time I was ever long-term, like it just
and maybe it's just your thing. I'm not going to kink shame you, but
you're like, when did you start hating yourself, babe?
No, I'm sure I'll get there. Like, I feel like
maybe I'm sure I'll start hating myself.
I think like, maybe it was just lack of like a father, like off rip. I was just from the jump, you know.
Do you have like that in common?
Vanilla, or are you like more of a like backflips type?
I mean, a backflip. I mean, I must really be into vanilla because I don't think I've ever done a backflip. But what's like vanilla's missionary?
Yeah, like missionary. Like we act like we love each other.
Ooh. But you can act like you love each other with a little spit and hit. You can do it all.
I do.
A little choke and poke.
If you say, I love you, babe. Gluck.
Sorry, TW Gluck.
Sorry, TW.
You're like, I mean, if they say I love you in between like slapping you, choking you, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Is that vanilla? No.
And maybe that says a lot about me because my happiest relationships are like, I love you, but then like toxic, dark too. So maybe it like comes to fruition mm-hmm. sexually as well.
Yeah.
Do you like toxic relationships?
Do I like them?
Or like, what are you? Or do you find yourself in them often?
So I would say the past couple of relationships I was in were
toxic.
Yeah. Mm. Only because the one before that was so healthy and so great. So yeah. I had to do a 180. I was like, I'm bored. This is stupid.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it forced me into a toxic relationship. Mm.
I do the opposite. I like go so toxic that I like leave so scarred that I'm like, I need a God-fearing man who wants to play backgammon at 7 p.m.
And she's bored and the cycle continues. What phase are you in right now? Actually, that's a trick question because what are you doing tonight?
I'm actually in my super, super, I don't know where I am. Like anything, I was just about to spew consciousness.
She's going to lie for no reason.
I've been pretty healthy lately. I really have only been talking to like one person. I've been pretty good.
Like mm-hmm. one person?
Well, the one person is my ex. But then tonight I'm hanging out with my
other ex.
But as friends.
Wait, who's the first ex? We'll bleep
it. We'll keep it all. We'll keep it all right and tight. We won't say any of it. But tonight I'm hanging out with my toxic ex and friends as a group.
So does that mean you won't be hooking up with the ex?
No.
It's like a total friend thing.
I want it to be that. I don't know yet because we haven't hung out, like whatever. But yes, like I told him on the phone yesterday, the equivalent of hooking up with you again in my eyes, I don't mean to shame any former heroin addicts by saying this, but I mean the equivalent of it in my life is like relapsing on heroin. It's like hooking up with you again.
I agree.
Like
with
we
that.
Have to be friends.
Because it is true. It's like, what are you going to do it just one more time? Like it never works out that way.
Never. But you hung out with your ex last night, right?
Tell us about
it. Okay, so it wasn't last night. Well,
she was like, it was this morning.
Actually, it was like the last few nights, honestly. We have been broken up for, I don't know, 2-3 months. And I was doing so fucking well. Like, I was killing it.
It's perfect that you came here after that. Like, it's a bad downward spiral.
I think I'm going to stay in LA. Here. Or maybe go to Utah, where my whole family lives, for a month.
Yeah.
Because if I am physically back in New York around this person.
Oh, so he's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If I'm back physically around him, it's gonna be off to the races.
Yeah,
it's always how it goes.
And
is he toxic? Like, it was a toxic relationship or it wasn't?
So it was toxic in the sense that he didn't cheat, because I've been in toxic, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've been with a dude that's like, bit like, babe, you're fucking crazy, and then I find out like he was fucking that girl. Like, I've been in that.
Absolutely.
This was more toxic, like, I'm going to call you 50 times a day.
Oh, like codependent?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love that.
Like, perfect.
You're like, I don't hear the toxic.
I don't hear anything wrong with that at all. Maybe I'm the problem.
But, so you're into that. If it's like, well, 50 calls.
I want to know somebody's obsessed with me.
Right.
I want to hope that they're obsessed with me.
Has it ever teetered the line where you're like, maybe this isn't good for us?
No. I don't think I've ever had one.
I weirdly think, at least in my life, I cannot find a middle ground. I'm either with someone where we have 1 to 2 calls a day, we text very normally, mm-hmm. we hang out a couple times a week, like we're dating, it's normal, it's so healthy, or it's like 50,000 calls, I'm tracking your every move, I'm killing myself because you're gone because I think you're doing something sus. Like, it's,
yeah.
I am like one plane or the other. Like, I would love a middle ground. Like, I want to know you're obsessed with me. But it's like a healthy level of communication.
Normal, like, we said this, I think, on another episode, but like a normal relationship is like you start dating slowly. You talk to each other maybe once a day or whatever in the beginning, and you start like progressively getting more like into each other. But it's like I've only been in love bombing like extreme, like super fast situations. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense to me.
But me too.
Yeah. So then it's like, why would he not call me 50 times a day? Like, he has the time, so why would he not?
After getting love bombed so many times, I eventually, like, now I do get the ick by it, though.
Well, you know how it ends now.
Yeah, so in my head, I'm very much like, this is fake. Like, oh, look, you're in love with me after hanging out 2 times. This means nothing to you. Like, you're, you know.
But it's like, I feel that way, too. I'm like, I actually like him this much, so he must like me that much.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something very, very quickly?
Yes.
I woke up today. And the that would be the best case. No, I took Dayquil. Like, I didn't really feel good. Like, okay. And I don't think I'm sick. Like, again, not contagious. Everyone's fine. Seriously.
Neither of us have our voices right now.
I've never had a voice. Stoked for yours to come back, but mine will be like this.
Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But I took a Dayquil, and Dayquil often makes me like shit myself and throw up and whatever. And so I was hitting like the throw up like earlier today. Like, not okay. Still not okay. And like probably most podcasts, I would have asked to move.
Take a bathroom.
And I was like, if I come full circle 6 years later and bail on Sophia right now,
it would have been really
that bitch is
going
to show up to my house with a gun.
Okay, no, this is the thing. Oh, actually, that's really funny because you did bail like 5 years ago or whatever, right?
On Call Her Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what? Last time I was in LA, but like you guys.
No, last time we were just trying to make it happen, and we couldn't come together on a date.
By the way, I'm the queen of doing that shit. And I really, really like want to stop doing that.
Where was this energy 6 years ago?
Where was this energy tonight? Because I'm fucking clenching my asshole.
No, so if I get up and have to go like bubble over there, just know I did this for you.
You have a replacement.
Yeah.
I'll fully support.
My Buddha doll is here.
Tiny Tana.
Oh my God, I love
Brooke
that.
Brooke keeps getting a Reddit thread saying that she's like mean
Everyone
to me.
Everyone says I'm too mean to Tana. So now I have this Tana. If I feel like saying something mean, I can just talk to this one.
Oh, yeah. You talk to her. You're not like hurting
well,
it.
Well, sometimes
like, putting pins
sometimes
in
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I stop her. Yeah. I'm just kidding. She's so cute and she is what matching me.
No, but I think that's so interesting what you just said about the love bombing, because if a dude is not love bombing me to a certain degree, I'm like, fuck this dude.
Me too, because I'm like, you can go a whole day without talking to me. Like, what is wrong with you?
Because if that's the problem here right now, that's scary.
Excuse me. Let me rephrase. Love bombing.
I thought it was perfect the way you said it. That made perfect sense to me.
And to be fair, I also have my sentences that would.
Right. But I think love bombing has gotten thrown around so fucking much.
Like gaslighting. Yeah, it's like that word we all just picked up on and ran with.
Yes. If a dude is only texting me once a day.
Well, that's, yeah, no.
Bye.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I need you to show.
Maybe it isn't love bombing I like. Maybe I just like a guy who's into me.
Thank you. every single manipulative, controlling dude, they're like, yes.
Yes.
They said it perfectly.
God, I know.
Fuck. So you hung out with your ex several times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that go?
And by hang out, I mean slept over.
Oh.
Mm.
Maybe yes. That happened.
Is the sex is better though? That's one thing that I'll just put like
better in this time around.
No, just better with these type of men, with the obsessive, with the crazy.
How'd you know?
I just have a hunch, girl.
No, wait, is that like a characteristic?
I've always said that. I think toxic narcissistic men fuck 10 times better than a healthy man.
Yeah, and
then there's the occasional exception, there but there's still something there where I'm like, when you're hitting me, your intent isn't as good as the men that are hitting me who are insane. And see, there was my sentence. That was way worse than there.
Like, there you go.
Like, because a toxic man spitting in your mouth and it's like, oh, mm-hmm. You mean this shit, you hate me. And then like a healthy man spitting in your mouth and you're like, you love your mom.
Right? Like, it's not what they do. It's not what they do. It's the intent. Like, am I right?
Yeah.
No,
sounds fucking horrible.
No, but yes, dick game, incredible. Do I love everything else about him? But he's not like that toxic. I'm literally sitting here coming up with excuses. As to justify.
Are you like this on your own podcast where when you kind of sit down, it's just very much stream of consciousness? Like, I'll be saying something here and I'm like, he's not that toxic, but actually he is. And like, but then he's really good, but then like he hit me the other day. So, and like, I don't know. Like, I go on this stream of consciousness where it's like, and then I'm in the edit, like trying to make it make sense. Like, cut 1 minute and 34 seconds because I lied completely. Like, it makes no sense.
I contradict myself every 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Just boom, boom. Because because you're thinking it through.
Okay, but here's the thing. So many people do love to listen to, unfortunately, what we all have to say. And maybe they shouldn't. And again, I've always said, you've got to have no father to really love this podcast.
Like, I have a father.
I don't.
I'm kidding.
He's just ashamed of me.
We attract the feral girls, you know, who want to listen to what we have to say and stuff like that. And I want to know, like, can I ask you some hard-hitting questions?
Go.
And then if you don't want them in, I'll cut them. But I just want to know.
No, go.
So you, well, I just really want to know the whole life story because I don't know.
You're like, so you don't know the dad.
I'll skip that. But you met Alex how? Barstool put you guys together?
No. So I had met a girl in an Uber pool when I first
been there.
Was it Lila Gibney?
Dana's like, can't relate. Looking at her view.
Been there, though.
When I first moved to New York, I had no money. I was taking an Uber pool. I met this girl. And then I was looking for a new apartment. And I needed roommates, right? Because I was living in a studio. And it was alarming. Like, mattress on the floor, like, terrifying. I was like, okay, I want like a kitchen, like maybe like a washer and dryer. Maybe better I should area. Live with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can afford it. So I told the girl I'd met in the Uber pool that I was looking for an apartment. And she was like, no fucking way. I know a girl looking for an apartment. She put us in contact with each other, Alex and I. Mm-hmm. And the day that we met, we were looking for an apartment together and we signed a lease.
The day we met. That's the scary.
I've done a lot of shit. That is to meet someone and sign.
It is crazy because there are so many people who I've known. Most people, actually almost all people that I've known for like 5 years or more, I would not sign a lease with right now. So like okay, to know somebody when, for a few hours.
Well, sometimes you're in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, you're desperate and it's like.
Yeah, and you want better and you're willing to take the risk. And sometimes things like that end amazing.
I feel
sometimes
like you should live with roommates you don't know too. But then it's like if you start becoming really close friends, it's a little messy.
Which, I mean, I don't regret meeting her at all. Like, I feel like it like.
Yeah, it's a part of your journey.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And so you guys signed a lease that day.
Yes.
Okay.
But that is fucking crazy. Now that I'm like thinking back. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Okay, let's sign on the dotted line to your lease.
What's your credit score?
Yeah. A 2-year lease too.
Yeah.
A 2-year lease too. Like that's
I didn't even know they had those.
But again, high risk, high reward in certain ways. That like a high reward came out of that in a very different way. Yes. Universally.
So true.
Yes.
So you sign this lease, then what happens?
Then so the lease is with her and her childhood best friend.
Okay.
So the three of us lived together. I had never met the childhood best friend. I'm like, you know what? I'm just happy to tag along. Just like, I'll just have a room.
Hey, besties.
Yeah. And Alex and I just hit it off. Mm-hmm. And it was like, from that moment on, we spend every day together. We do everything together. And, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, so hold on. Good. No.
The rest.
No.
Like, whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
So were you guys just having conversations and you were like, God, this should be a podcast? Or was it kind of like Barstool was looking for that and you applied? Like, what put you both in the position to ever start Call Her Daddy?
So she was always very into media and entertainment. I think college she majored in. Actually, I was about to like make some shit up. Film, something like that.
Yeah.
I was working at Morgan Stanley in finance. That was not on my radar. However,
Sophia's going to do my taxes this year.
You will get in trouble for tax evasion because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing at all. I'd be like, she's good.
Wouldn't be the first time. Anyways.
So that was not on my radar at all. Mm. But we had so much fucking chemistry. And I've always been extremely outspoken. Like, I grew up in Utah, which is very conservative, and a lot of Mormons live there.
Yeah, and so to kind of come out of that being someone who, like, isn't afraid to say what they say and stuff like that.
And
yeah.
I've been like that since middle school. Like, oh my God, like, there was a middle school dance. I was like, oh my God, it's like we're having sex with our clothes on. Like, I just remember I always would say crazy ass shit. And
same. We relate in that regard.
Yes. So I was a little bit crazy. I would talk about, like, oh my God, DPs, like, all just wild shit.
Yeah.
It's a DP.
Full penetration. Oh, anyways. Sorry. I'm like, director, a producer.
Dr. Pepper. A day after pill.
Yeah.
No, double penetration. And then we went to South by Southwest. Mm. And I remember we were at a bar. I remember this very vividly. And we were just like going back and forth. And I was saying gnarly shit and whatever.
Yeah.
And all of these dudes at the bar were like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. And they were taking videos. Mm. And she was like, oh my God, let's start a YouTube. So we did a few YouTube videos. I would die. I would literally jump off
that balcony if they replayed.
If I saw them.
No. Oh my God. Entire first 2.5 years of my YouTube channel actually will haunt me till the day I die. I have nightmares all the time.
Do you take them, like, have you taken them down? But they live forever.
They live forever.
No, I'm going to be 80 and someone's going to come up to me and say, he fucked me with a toothbrush.
That's my favorite part of my day, though, scrolling through my TikTok and seeing, like, an old Tana bleach and tone on her bathroom floor. It's my favorite.
It'll never, you know, but I wouldn't change it because I accredit it all to, you know, a part of my journey. And it resonates with so many people. You know, I might cringe watching fucking Hairdresser from Hell, Bleach and Tone, but like that was a big part of my life. That was my first video.
It was
one of them. It's the first one that's alive still.
And it's that iconic. Wow.
Good job. Really nice.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I've watched... so much content. What is it? The hair.
Wait, no, hold on. We will get to me and my fucking awful journey.
I've said this story 50 million times.
Yeah, the canceled listeners don't want to hear this. I want this tea.
Okay.
So you post a YouTube video with Alex Cooper, a couple.
Yes. And then we had this dude approach us to start a podcast.
Mm.
And Alex was like, I don't even know what a podcast is. That's which crazy. Me working at Morgan Stanley and wanting to die every single day, all I would do is listen to podcasts all day long. And I'm like, oh, girly, I know all about this. Let's fucking go. Mm. So then we start the podcast with this company.
Mm.
That was like, it was a podcast network. It was run by just like a bunch of trust fund kids that had no idea what the fuck they were doing in New York. They had no clue.
And that is the worst. Like, yeah.
Yes. But yeah. I mean, love them. Like, they, you know.
Yeah, it's like
part of the journey.
Yes. And I think we were 3 episodes in and we were posting it on social media. Barstool reaches out.
Mm.
And that's how it happened.
And amazing. So was it Dave Portnoy personally that saw you guys?
Yes.
And so Barstool reached out.
Yes. But then later I found out it was Erica Nardini who had told Dave, these girls need to, like, they need to be the next female hire.
And so then, sorry. And again, if you want to end this conversation at any point, literally tell me to fuck off, shut up, kill myself, whatever you need. But so then you guys start filming Call Her Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And you immediately sign a contract with Barstool. Yes.
It was pretty immediate. Yeah.
And then how long did that go for? How long did you guys podcast together for?
Ooh, I would say 2 years or a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
At Barstool.
And then basically the gist of the end of the feud was like Barstool wanted to renew for like a price that like you felt like you were valued at more.
Yes.
And so she stayed, you walked.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's a very, like, summed up version. There was so much that went into it. But basically, you know, we were getting paid a certain amount.
Mm.
And we knew that it was worth so much more.
Mm.
And we were having, like, a business disagreement.
Mm.
And I thought because we were such good friends, like, whatever this will pass over and, like, we'll come back together. I think she had, like, different ideas. And, yeah.
Was the business fallout the reason for your friendship fallout as well?
That's a really good question. I would say it was a little bit of a ticking time bomb. I think that's what broke the camel's back. But I think, you know, where she wanted to go and where I wanted to go,
I think different places.
Eventually it would have like blown up.
Well, and I think you can, I mean, just generally speaking, you guys met the day you signed a lease. You can definitely rush into things with people and then realize you're different people and you both go on your own journeys, and that's okay.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, we had formed such a strong bond and like such a strong friendship. I mean, the podcast was 2 years, but I think we were with each other for 3, almost 4.
Yeah, which is a long time to spend with someone.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right. And I think, and I've talked about this before, I think when it comes to girlfriends, I just like, I'm like, you're my sister. I trust you, you know, no matter what.
I ride for you.
When it comes to dudes, I'm like, you are a snake. I will never trust you.
Hate man. I've always said that.
No matter what you do, like, you know.
Yeah.
So the whole breakup was like, it was hard for me.
I think friendship breakups can often be 10 times harder than
they
like,
are harder. Breakups. I get like, those are the worst heartbreaks I've ever had are like friendship breakups, I feel.
Remember ours? We've come so far.
We have. We had a pretty bad one too.
Yeah.
One of the worst of my life. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm happy.
We're good now. I'm like,
we're great now.
Her voodoo doll. She's like,
if you could go back in time and change the fate of the way that the OG Call Her Daddy ended, would you?
No. I think this sounds, I'm sure everyone knows what I'm about to say. So cliche. Everything happens for a reason.
I don't think that's cliche.
It was gonna blow up eventually. I'm almost happy it happened earlier than farther down the road.
Absolutely.
And it gave me the opportunity.
Sorry, I keep burping. I'm not like not listening. Continue.
Is it the DayQuil?
It might be a DayQuil x White Claw is a crazy combo as well. Like my stomach is like, why?
I love how you're like, the DayQuil is crazy. I'm like, I don't know if DayQuil is
crazy. I don't think it's way crazier shit.
Quick subject change.
Okay.
The other day, Paige randomly asked me, what is the one food you can consistently, like if you eat it, you know you're going to like bubble. Like, you know you're going to shit yourself. You know you're going to be nauseous. What is the one meal?
Mine's not a meal, but I'm not kidding. The first time I tried Bloom Nutrition, this is not sponsored.
No one thought it was.
Like, but you're like, this is obvious. She's like, it's the obvious one. We're like,
but it's gonna look really bad because I actually am gonna deal with them literally right now, and it's amazing. I love it.
It's because you mixed it wrong.
It does what it's supposed to do. It's good for digestion.
Damn, okay. I need to try it.
Understatement of the year. When I tell you guys, I was literally
hands on the walls
when you have to get fully butt naked, like you're sweating. I was like, I thought about calling 911.
911. Damn, I need that. I've been so severely constipated for the last
Bloom
4
Nutrition.
Months.
You heard it here.
I take Miralax everywhere I go. I could be going on a 2-day trip, and I'm like, put that bitch in my carry-on.
Wait, Miralax? Is that to make you go poo?
Yeah, like I haven't been pooping normal.
Babe, that's why. Okay, but that's why you need to take a shit. It's because you're taking a laxative.
No. But the laxative only ever came into question because it was like, oh, it's been 8 days and I haven't shit.
Okay.
Like, it's getting bad. It's bad. Dude, I take it everywhere.
In my sorority house, we used to literally all just like hand them out, take them all at the same time, and then we just blow up that whole bathroom.
Oh, that's a really bad disorder.
Like the day before a pool party. I do not encourage that at all, but like we did.
My grandma and my mom are like addicted to taking laxatives.
It's
like,
very
you guys understand
for you.
Doesn't make you skinnier.
It does. It's like a diuretic, though. I think it makes you like temporarily like sucked
up.
Like a lot of girls like do it in LA, so they look skinnier. I'd never taken one in my entire life until the past like 2 months because I literally just couldn't shit.
Yeah, because she was you know what I mean. Up.
And to be honest with you, I remember the first time I took it was in Cabo in February. It was the first time I'd ever taken Miralax in my entire
That's
life.
That's not the first. That should I never promise. Be. I know, no, but I'm saying like you should not try it for the first time in Cabo.
But it was like I'm on the beach in a bikini and I look fucking 7 months pregnant because I haven't fucking shit in 15 days.
That's fair.
Everything hurts.
Should have just I taken took it. A sip of the sink water.
And I remember I almost did that this trip. And I remember that I was like, damn, this doesn't hit as hard as like everyone like makes it out to be.
You're like, I'm gonna take a DayQuil because that like, shit is crazy.
Well, yeah, so DayQuil, right through you. DayQuil weirdly makes me bubble, and Panera Bread broccoli and cheddar soup is a guarantee. Like the other day I ate it like just to like really get shit shaken, you know?
Okay.
What's yours? What's your guaranteed bubble food?
Oh, that makes me have to go.
Guaranteed.
Indian food, one of my favorite types of food ever.
Me too.
Next day, usually have to go.
It's a good bubble.
Yeah. That's, see, I'm not thinking next day. I'm thinking like within what is within the
city. You're just bubbling. Like it's a good shit. I don't. Sorry. I am saying that like it's like a common term. It's like not a common term at
it's
all.
It's a Lila coined.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing. Up until right now, I'm 24 years old. The past 23 years of my life, I wake up every day. And as of the last like 5 years, my routine is like I wake up, I open my eyes, it's 4 p.m.
Sun is down.
That was a joke. I hit my vape, I check my phone, I go to the bathroom, and I take a shit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good.
Yes, morning you're routine.
Right.
Did you say this morning routine? I'm thinking the same
this
thing.
This is
like,
why I'll never be Alex Earl. Like, no, this bitch is getting online like this moisturizer is the top of my morning. I'm like, this shit is the top of my morning. And as of recently, it hasn't been a part of my day. Like, it's like I'm not shitting as regularly as I should. And like really,
you need like Activia or like.
But I don't think I wake up and take a shit. Like, that's not, I do. Like my first thing.
I would. I take one sip of a Celsius and it's go time.
And you just go. Yeah. And then you start your day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can't like, do anything if I haven't.
Really?
It's so important.
That's how I completely feel. And then as of the last like 6 months, it's like that's not my journey anymore. And it's throwing me off heavily.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's so you guys have like your poops timed out.
Oh yeah. Well, mine
they
are pretty,
were for like, so long, but now I'm lost. I'm so lost. And I not even Miralax. I've also been taking Colace. It's a stool softener. Like I've been
oh, you know, you can do damage. Like you can make it so that they don't affect you anymore.
I'm not there yet. It's still a new.
Well, you
journey.
Just told me you take it like all the time.
Well, you're taking Miralax and
I've only taken Miralax. I've only taken Miralax like six times across this journey.
And Panera broccoli and cheddar.
Girl, you're putting like four things in your body a day.
But it's so funny too because it's like. Most people, like, normal things make them bubble, like Taco Bell, you know?
No, not me. I feel like if you're adapted, like, I grew up eating so horribly that, like, mm-hmm. if I eat, like, a full burrito bowl from Chipotle, like, I'm fine.
I always say this. If you grow up poor eating boof-ass shit, like, it doesn't affect you.
Yeah,
like
people
that.
Who are like, oh, Taco Bell makes me sick. I'm like, loser.
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
Grow up with entitled. Money? Like, how'd you grow up?
How'd you
Rich
grow up?
Rich as fuck.
Did you grow up with money?
Middle class, okay. And then had nothing for a second.
Recession moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Pretty common yes. theme.
Mm-hmm. But Taco Bell, I grew up eating whatever the fuck I wanted, right?
Me that's too. Yeah. I did not have, like, parents.
No.
I would,
that's
me,
my
that's biggest, my
whole sentence. I did not have parents. That's my whole sentence.
That makes me feel so sad for people when people's parents, like, won't let them eat, like, junk food.
No, but like, I swear to God, those people like get obsessed with junk food. No,
yeah, and
like
then they have so many more problems because it's like yes. all of a sudden, as soon as they do have the freedom to eat what they want, they mm-hmm. like go crazy, and then they have all these health issues. Where I am just running perfectly fine, like a well-oiled machine on Cheetos and literally chocolate.
Thank you, 100%.
There's science behind that.
Weirdly, like kale would hurt my stomach more.
No, 100%. If I had a salad right now, that's an instant bubble food.
If we went vegan, we would be blowing up the bathroom. Absolutely.
Paige was on a tangent today about how she thinks people in our life are like mentally like just bitchier and not as socially aware because they're vegan.
I
was
like, Paige, I think that's absolutely true. I'd be pissed if I was vegan all the time.
Yeah. My ex of like 5 years was vegan. Also, my cousin that's staring at me right now is vegan. Like, are like, you all of a sudden she sat up.
Wait, which one? Are you a French fry vegan or are you like a real vegan? And you eat like good I'm stuff. Like, so you eat like soup. Okay, see, that's
are fine. You unhappy?
No. Oh, she's happy. That no, that's
blink,
fire.
Blink twice.
For me, it's the bitches who walk this earth like they are presidential, better than everyone, and they're like, I'm vegan, and then all they eat is French fries.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know, see, I mean, that's my the issue. French fry vegans send me for that to be workout. Yeah,
but isn't an issue? Or is it good?
It's not an issue, but it's like if I were a vegan, I would have nothing to eat but Oreos.
I totally understand that. I feel that.
Same. I always tell people, I was like, I was vegan for like 5 months. All I ate was French fries and Oreos. At all. And then I was on Twitter too, like, if you eat cheese, you're so wrong. Like, the second I was
like
done, that
too. We all watched like a documentary. Again, shouldn't have had a Twitter. Was it? That documentary where you see what happens like to make McDonald's chicken nuggets and then we all went vegan.
I watched, like, not that one, not the weird one, but Super Size Me Shape My Life.
Oh, that was a good one.
Did it?
But see, I could eat a Big Mac a day and I feel like I would be okay.
Oh my God. I think I used to and now I can't.
Oh man.
I think it's because you guys are young. I swear to God, that's why.
How old are you?
I'm about to turn 31.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Well, you make it sound like you're like old.
What's the routine? Nothing. Are you one of those?
No.
Dude, well, I was just in Cabo with this girl. And
are you one of those?
I was just in Cabo with this girl and she's like in her 30s and she looks super amazing, you know. And we're like with her the whole time and I'm like, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but one of the biggest scandals of my career was, that's a lie, but a big scandal of my career was people saying that I'm secretly 30, like that I'm lying about my age. I had to post my ID. It was like on Daily Mail everywhere. It was like Tana Mojo's secretly 30. And honestly, the most hurtful thing about that is the fact that like, it was very believable to hundreds of thousands of people. Like, like you're, I'm not, like I just turned 24. That's fucking annoying. Whatever. I realized that maybe my aging process isn't gonna work. Honestly, my parents' genetics aren't looking good, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was asking this girl, I was like, you're 31, you literally look younger than me, like why? And she was like, I sleep in my makeup. I think that the people that do use their face washes and use all this, it's propaganda. And it's like, all those products are what's making everyone look older and like blah blah blah. I eat so bad. And I was like,
so she has good genes and that's
yeah,
what
like your genetics
said,
like, are good.
Why don't you just say
it's like
that?
Skinny people who are like, I just put lemon in my water.
It's just like no,
that's not why you have a six pack
at all. Exactly. That's not why you look like you fucking drink baby's blood. It's because your fucking parents.
I had a skinny friend in high school who all the time she'd be like, well then don't eat that. And it's like she literally was built like an avatar, like so tiny, so skinny. And I'm like, you did not
genetically
earn that.
Are set up different.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I could kill her right now.
Oh my God. Wow. Imagine if we just answered something and we were like, it's just great genes.
Yeah. That's what normal people should say. That's why I don't believe in sharing like your what you eat in a day or anything, because it's like it literally doesn't fucking matter.
That's so
I love that
true.
You don't believe in that. Is this the we stand on this? I we do not believe in what I
don't
eat in a day.
Well, because people always like post those and it's like, what good is that? Same. I don't believe. I just don't believe in it. I stand know. Beside it.
I think I need to do a YouTube video like that, like what I eat in the what I eat in a day.
We should do a realistic like what we eat in a day, and it's like everything we post mate, and it's like,
wait, I want to know.
Can I go on a very quick tangent?
Yeah. Hello.
And it means so much to me.
Yeah.
It means so much to me.
You have the floor.
So I was just in Mexico for like 8 days. And the food there is amazing. Like we're ordering like good food and like whatever. But I'm really bad at leaving America because I really love like fast food and like shitty food. Like I've always been that type of person. So when I go somewhere else and like you can't Postmates like a common girl, you know what I mean? Yeah. And my death row meal, I'm talking like I am dead. Like I'm dying, lethal injection in right. five.
You've been
I am
in prison
ordering
for like 80 years.
A Jersey Mike's Club sub Giant edition, first
what
of all.
What a waste of a death row meal.
It's $8 to upgrade it to giant. And I kid you not, I was talking about this yesterday. It weighs more than a newborn baby. Like, you throw it on the counter and it's like, donk. Like, it's huge. And you get Lay's chips and you put it in the Jersey Mike's Club Sub. I am so convinced that it can fix everything in my life.
Really?
Someone I love could die. You should have. And the first thing I would do is order a Jersey Mike's Club Sub. Oh, you got cheated on? Club Sub. Oh my God, I'm sick. I could have cancer and I'd be like, just get me a club.
I don't know if I have anything that like that does that for me.
I would go Subway before Jersey Mike's.
See, I really like. Have you ever had a Jersey Mike's Club Sub?
I really like Subway too, and everybody clowns Subway.
No, Subway is fucking.
They made it like embarrassing to like Subway. Wait,
Subway's phenomenal.
Wait, no, never mind. That's just.
Well, too bad Jared was a pedophile. Is that the joke?
No. What are your thoughts on Arby's?
Jared. Excuse me.
He came
me.
To my school.
When I say I love Subway, I'm not condoning Jared's anything that Jared has
anything
ever done.
Jared, fuck Jared.
But yesterday, I had an entire Jersey Mike's Club Sub down my body. I swear to God, Sub start to finish like this in my bed, laying completely just horizontal.
That's another club sub.
I'm serious. If I ever died, like, just know that's what I'd want everyone to eat in honor of me. Like, pour one out for the homies.
What would be your death row meal?
You guys are gonna be like, oh my God, that's the bitch that like talks about having good genes. It'd be sushi.
That's like
no, I wanted to roll my eyes just to be no, just to guys, add some spunk.
You guys were dead silent.
I actually love sushi, but
no,
it wouldn't be my
I was
meal.
Dead silent because Ari's off camera stomping on my couch. Cool. I'm sorry.
Mine would be creamed corn. Not that anybody asked me.
What is?
You're just flipping the narrative of you being mean to me. You're like, no one asked me. What is your death row?
Wait.
I was gonna say.
I knew you were going to because I told you to remember it if there was ever a trivia question
what is
about
it?
Me. Creamed corn.
Her creamed entire corn. Death row meal would be a bucket of creamed it's corn.
That's actually, so I totally am on board with that.
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
100%.
Favorite food, I think ever. Can you have creamed corn?
Okay. Corn corn is weirdly like up there on my shit.
Anything
corn. And my corn. Shit because you can't digest corn. But like elote. Corn chowder.
Ooh.
I just had a really bad corn chowder the other day, and I was so mad at the restaurant. It was the Ivy in Beverly Hills. Seriously, get it together. Like, it was bad corn chowder. I was like, where's the chowder? Oh,
no. If corn chowder's bad, that will make you go immediately.
Nothing was
but
going.
But a good corn chowder. Also, in England. So, my dad's from New Zealand.
Ooh.
Really?
And this is what they do. You're going to love this. Toast a piece of bread, put butter, and put cream corn on the bread. Have you done that?
No, but that would make me literally horny, I think.
You're gonna die. Like, your life will never be the same.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
I think we should try it for our next cooking show.
Absolutely, anytime. I was talking about this the other day. Ari, you're right here, so I'm slandering you a little bit, okay? But it's out of love. He's a Nepo baby.
And this is like our third episode in a row saying it.
But I was saying that... You get in trouble when I say
oh,
you're
no.
Nepo, baby. Yeah. From the Nepo.
They cut
themselves.
His allowance.
Okay,
the
okay.
Not be watching this.
Okay.
Point you can cash out me after this.
It's then, one of my weirdly biggest fears to have a Nepo, baby.
You're going
to
have one.
Again, I love you so, so much. No, but I was saying that something that shaped me so much as a person growing up was learning how to survive off of ramen. Like, make it 100 different ways. Because yeah. It was like, that was the only thing you could afford. So you'd figure out, like, how can I spunkify this up and it tastes like a different meal for the 38th time this month.
Mine was mm-hmm. Easy Mac. One time I got a Costco thing of Easy Mac for my birthday. For my birthday.
When you had a birthday, I was like, whoa.
And my
I was
me.
Not, I, that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, it's touchy subject over there.
Did they put like a bow? Like
uh-huh.
Around it?
Yeah, and that was my meals for the year, seriously, until the next one.
Honestly, kind of sweet. Kind yeah. Of a good
thing.
And
then gift. One time I almost set the place on fire, putting it in the microwave with no water.
What were you trying to do? Make it like extra crunchy?
Well, it burst into flames. Well, it happens to a lot of people. It happened to me again in college.
The reason I say all this, because she was saying butter with bread. Butter bread was such a big part of like my
like having butter
no
bread
money.
Or butter on toast.
Yeah, like either one. No, but also just butter bread. You put the butter on the bread and you like.
I've never heard
if
that.
If you've ever had
no
bread?
Like Wonder Bread and butter, it's so good.
Well, especially
without toasting it.
well, if there's no electricity, girl, what are you going to do with the lighter?
Okay, so I sound entitled as fuck right now.
No, she's if like, there was a toaster, we were toasting. But sometimes, no, low-key, you would, like, learn to crave that. Or, like, mayonnaise on bread, mayonnaise bologna and bread. Insane. Ooh, but I learning how to make ramen 30 so ways, good. I feel like. It like it's a humbling experience, and I was saying one day when I have a kid, no matter what, I'm gonna make them go a month.
Yeah, you should make them do like only little ramen
and a couple ingredients, and say, "Fitfo, figure it the fuck out," like wow. Just so that like
build character.
That's what I'm saying.
Like yeah. Right?
Last night I was craving that so bad. I Postmated 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven Postmates, cup of noodles, Kraft singles, egg, and butter. And just put it all in there. Ate it last night. Oh,
a Kraft single in the noodle.
Yes, yes. Oh my god,
you that one I've never done.
Like with the ramen, you put the Kraft single over the ramen.
Really?
And then you crack the egg in the ramen, and then you just stir it all up, and it's bubble guts surprise again. But it's
wow.
The fact that you can't shit is like alarming to me.
Yeah, like that should be
like all the stuff you're talking about. I'm like, there's no way you don't have like a regular shitting schedule.
I definitely think that came out of me today though, because I was like feet up on the toilet seeing God today.
She will like have these like horrible nasty meals though, but she'll have like two bites of them. Like she doesn't really like eat it. Mm-hmm. Like.
That was the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I sure hope not.
That's hot. That is really hot. Only two.
We finally have a podcast with Sophia with an F, and we're just talking about fucking ramen noodles for an hour. Like,
And shitting. Do you guys use a squatty potty?
No, but my roommate does, and she swears by it. See, I don't need help, but if I did, I know that it's helpful.
Yeah.
Well, I never have until this recent era, and I'd never tried feet up on the toilet actually until I was in Mexico.
I can't even picture you.
That's
3 days ago in Mexico. I tried it for the first time.
Where you literally barefoot put it on the toilet seat, and you're like,
I was in only a bikini.
No, you're waiting for something. I had no choice.
It was coming out, or I was going to die. Do you know what I mean? It didn't come out, so. But I put my feet up on the toilet, and my hands were on the walls, and I was trying it all.
Like Bloom.
I can't believe you have a Bloom nutrition deal and you're saying
it's amazing and it does the job. It's good for digestion. Like really, really good.
Damn, I should try it.
So good.
Honestly, you sold me, so shit.
I know.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it to you tomorrow.
I might need it.
And just see what happens to you.
I really might need it.
So shit. No pun.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So what brings you to Los Angeles this trip?
So I think it's partly work, partly running away from hanging out with my ex for really a full smart weekend. And I'm like, I was only supposed to be here for like a couple days, and now I'm thinking, let's extend, you know?
You're more than welcome to stay here if you want to come on a really sad, scary journey. Dude, earlier I was like, I really don't have topics for Sophia. Like, I just want to talk shit with her because I've like, I haven't gotten to know her yet. And like, I'm excited to get to know her. And I look at Brooke and I was like, at the end of the day, we can always just ask gay son or thought daughter.
What are you guys, speaking English? What is
that? So, like, would you rather prefer have a gay son or a thought daughter?
I'm like, what? You guys would are like, I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's the part you didn't understand of this podcast. Would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter?
Gay son.
Okay.
Slay. I guess everyone has a thought daughter.
And it's Pride Month.
It's so upsetting because that everyone
says gay son.
Because I
don't want to deal with a daughter and a baby when she's like 18.
Yeah.
Good, you know? Also, good gay point. Sound, whatever.
Yeah, so true. I think I would prefer a gay son over a straight one. But for sure. I'm happy with whatever.
I want a gay son and a thought daughter. That would be my dream.
Oh, what a collab.
It's I know that I'm going to be slightly like... Like, I want to raise my kids well again. Ramen for a month. You're not going to be a nepo asshole.
Jenna's going to be so funny. She's like, you're camping tonight. See you tomorrow.
She's up here. But they're like in the backyard. She's like, you guys can't come inside.
But there is a part of me that's excited to be like the Mean Girls mom. Like, do you guys need a condom?
I don't know. I know myself because in my head I've always felt like I was going to be that
silent
way.
Like, spoke volumes.
As I grew up, I start seeing things. Like, I'll scroll through my TikTok and I'll see like kids doing backflips on a trampoline, and I'm like, I'm never letting my kid go outside. Like, you could break your neck doing anything.
See, but I'm like, breaking your neck builds character.
But like, how scary, like, people get like CTE. Like, my kid can't play football. Like, I just feel like I'm gonna be so protective.
I know. Me too. Well, my brother is 11 years younger than me.
Oh, wow.
And I had a single mom. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I kind of have been like his mom a little bit.
Yeah.
And I am the most batshit, not well person, should not be a mom right now or ever. And with him, I'm like, you can't do this. You cannot do this. I'm fucking terrified. What do you mean? Like, I act crazy.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm going to end up being like a boner parent.
Because we were fucking batshit crazy, right?
Yeah.
I want to be a really honest parent. I want to be like, listen, these things happen in the real world. I'd rather you tell me that you go through these things. Let's talk about it back and forth. Like, honest parent. I don't know. Controlling parenting scares me because I think if you control your kids so hard, they're gonna rebel.
I was definitely not control. I had my grandparents, and my grandparents, they were like so over the parenting thing. Once I came around, they were just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was allowed to do whatever I want, and because of that, I felt like I didn't want to do anything that crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I grew up with like a very strict mom, and I think that's why I've been in jail three times.
Wait,
like,
what was the worst thing you went to jail for?
Resisting arrest.
She's like, battery. Arson. Resisting arrest is kind of hot, though.
No.
I mean, if you saw it, like, it wasn't hot at all. Like, they, like, trampled me to, like, the fucking ground on the street. But, like, I would say that was probably the craziest.
Okay, but what were they arresting you for originally?
So, funny story. I was using a fake ID, and I was, like, way beyond a normal amount of, like, being intoxicated. Like, I was like stumbling around, whatever. Uh-huh. But they saw my fake ID. I tried to use it with the police, which, idiot. Like,
or
the
genius.
Police
depends been there. Who you're asking.
They for sure have a database. They for sure know if your ID is fake. Like, maybe you can get into a club. But they fucking put me in, and they said that I was in
put
trouble
in
for
what?
Forgery. Forgery.
Oh, because you're pretending to be, like, someone else.
Yeah, but, like, everyone, like, it ended up on the cover of, like, some magazine in Utah, like, Busted Magazine, and people were like, were you, like, forging
hot
checks?
Hot.
Like,
oh, that is crazy.
Because you don't go to jail for forgery unless it's, like, you know, no one gives you that for a fake ID.
Oh, that is crazy because that's, like, it should just be, like, a minor in consumption.
Do you have a fun mugshot?
I have multiple. I have
that
multiple.
Is cool. You should do
and
merch.
They're not fun. They're actually like really like embarrassing. And like,
I'm not like glamorizing it.
My mugshot's
like,
so ugly. If I could go back in time.
Do you look hot in yours or no?
Not at all. Promise.
I'm trying to
promise
pick
you. You promise?
Can I tell you my biggest discrepancy with my mugshot? Is I'm sitting there. I'm in Indio, California, Coachella jail. And there's glitter coming down my eyes. I'm on Molly. And I'm under arrest. There's a bandana around my neck. Black bandana.
Oh, yeah.
Black bandana around my neck. And there's glitter on my eyes, whatever. And I'm looking there. I'm ready to pose. This is me ready. I'm looking at the camera. I'm like, and they're like, you have to put your hair behind
they
your ears.
They did that to me too.
And
I was fucking pissed.
I have a really weird thing.
I would have killed myself.
People
all
actually
class.
Always.
Actually, my hair's behind my ears right
people
now.
People always ask me, like, I weirdly, one of my biggest insecurities is my ears. I don't, like, I'll show the class. I don't think I have weird ears. I think they're normal ears.
They're
one time,
normal.
One time, Harry Jowsey looked at me and he was like, I love your little ears.
From here, you look like Emma Roberts.
No, I don't.
Like,
no,
legit.
I don't. Nope, not at all. And I put my hair behind my ears. And then I'm so mad. I'm like, this isn't going to be a hot photo. So I don't smile on the thing I hit up. Okay. And my hair is behind my ears.
I'm going to one up that because they made me get out of my clothes and put on the orange, like, jumpsuit.
No, that's
shit.
Camp. No, that's camp.
No. And then I'm wearing the orange top.
You're kidding. Wait, who is that?
Me.
At least the hair was forward.
Oh, no, the hair is forward in that one. My other one, they made me put the
why
hair back.
Why is that a mugshot rule? Why do your ears have to be in your mugshot?
But why did they make me put on the fucking thing and no, then take it?
One time,
like, so my tits were out. They were pulled, like, you know.
One time, my friend sent me a photo of my mom on the news, and it said it was her mugshot, and she was wearing a full straight jacket. I have the photo too. I'm like, Fawn,
one up to anything that's been said. This
can we?
Night.
No, we can't. We can't pull it up. Can we?
No,
pull
no,
it up?
No.
No, never mind.
Okay,
never mind. He was gonna pull it up, and it.
But like, so funny. I'll show you guys after.
Okay.
We'll just edit them in. We'll edit the ones.
Was she in an actual straight jacket?
Yeah.
Look at this. I've really never been in a straight jacket.
That's not weird.
For me, don't you think that in my 24 years of life, like, there would have been a point?
I feel
like
that
I was in a straitjacket once. I actually completely lied.
Oh, really? I feel like
for
that's something you would.
For the fuck up music video.
I feel like that's something you would incorporate into your, like, sex routine.
No, isn't it crazy that I shot a music video and they were like, what concept do you want it to be? And I was like, I want to be in a straitjacket.
You are so camp.
Not at all. How sad is that? That's insane. I'm putting my voodoo doll in it. And it's so funny. It's so crazy because every time I move, I lose, like, vital things I own. I don't know what it is.
But this girl has been with me,
like,
through everything.
If I, like, when I move from this house, I'm going to move to the next house, which is going to be down the street. And I'm going to be missing, like, a TV that, like, I bought.
Every
like,
time
a flat
you
screen. But this voodoo doll has made it 10 fucking houses.
I love 10?
So cool.
Like, at this point, probably, yeah.
Can I see it?
She has Rare Beauty blush on.
She is missing certain things. Like
you can
tits
just and, like, an ass.
Well, that was really nice. No, I was thinking, like, a hand. But
I didn't forget her bombshell.
But it's funny because a lot of the guys I've dated have, like, made the same joke of, like, stabbing it and shit. And, like, take it and, like, whatever.
I wouldn't, like, really stab it.
Totally.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Wait, do voodoo dolls usually not have a mouth?
I think this girl was just hopeful. Yeah.
God, if I didn't, no one's ever talked about that. If I didn't have a mouth,
was that done on purpose?
I'd probably have a way better life. I couldn't say the things I say.
If you had to get rid of one of your holes, which would you choose?
Ooh, that's such a good question.
Like, sexual holes. Oh my God,
that's a great question.
Like,
your vagina, your asshole, or your mouth. You have to get rid of one, and you have to face the consequences.
She's not getting rid of her asshole. It's like her favorite thing.
Hold on. Yeah, but it's already not functioning properly, so I feel like that one might be an easy answer.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
So, like, I get rid of... Hold on. So I get rid of my asshole, and then, like, I can't shit?
Nope.
So we would die.
Well, you have to have a colostomy or a little bag.
I'm going no asshole then.
Okay.
I need a pussy. I can't live without that. And a life without a mouth is, like, strange, right?
I think, probably.
Which holes would you go?
So if I could go no asshole, I wouldn't die, though.
But yeah, we could just have a fun little shit bag.
You could just do anal and just not have a pussy. I hate the word pussy coming out of my own mouth.
No, I need a pussy.
As long as it looks cute, like, it's not, like, human centipede, like, weird.
Well, I was actually just weirdly going to ask, if you had to be one part of the human centipede, who would you be? The first one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you get fed.
That's, like, a lot of pressure, though. Like, you're the voice for like, all the people. Like, everyone.
You know, it's a lot of pressure having to do both at once.
I think I'd weirdly live to be the first person in the human centipede.
What a movie. Oh my God, every time you take a shit.
I can talk my shit.
And every time you shit, you're like, oh my God.
And it probably kind of feels.
I was hungry.
Yeah, see, I have a guilt complex. I might like to be in the back.
What the fuck? And it probably feels like you're getting your ass eaten 24/7. This never happened to real people, right? The human centipede never happened to real people.
I'm sure
no,
there's
it's not based off of a real story.
No, but like you think in all of the world there's not some human centipedes like in someone's basement? There is.
Well, haven't you seen what's it called? Two Girls, One Cup, when they like shit in the cup and drink.
Of course. Have you seen what is it? One girl, one jar, one horse, one jar. I don't mean to add in the horse. Why is that the only thing my producer has said out loud for the last hour? He goes, yeah.
Of course he has. Amish Aaron.
Which one is it? One girl. Is it one girl? One guy, one jar. And he puts a glass jar in his asshole and shatters it. Imagine your asshole having that much strength. That's kind of a talent.
This used to be the box. Like we were talking about the box
that's
earlier.
What happened at the box.
Mm. No, they when the box first was a thing.
You would know the history, New York asshole. Please, please
the
tell
box,
me.
The box. I remember there was this girl who used to either jack off a horse or like a goat, and there was a girl who would give like a blow job to like one or the other, and but she was in love with the horse. Or the go.
I don't know if you can get away with that.
Now it's not allowed.
How'd they get a horse in there?
Now it's not allowed.
Well, the boxes are, even now, like when I go there now, there's one in London. Why have I been to them all? Even when I go there now, it's like the things that are happening feel very illegal. Like you watch it and it feels super illegal. So to know it was like 10 times more than that.
The sexy guy from The Lion King. Scar.
Khovu?
Scar.
Khovu. I'm talking about Lion King 2.
Oh.
Scar's son, Khovu.
Is he sexy?
When I tell you I grew up and I would like get wet watching Lion King 2 for Khovu, I'm not joking. And everyone thinks it's weird. They're like, it's a fucking lion. I'm like, have you heard his voice? Have you heard what he has to say? Like, so fucking, like, the hottest shit ever.
Okay,
listen, I'm on your team here.
Brooke, you were talking about Scar.
I was.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been in love with like an inanimate character. Brian from Family Guy and I would get along weirdly.
But he's a person.
It's a dog.
Oh.
He's a dog. Woof. Grr.
All the people in Family Guy and you choose the dog? What about
No. Stewie's gay. Stewie's my favorite character, but...
Stewie?
Brian and I've definitely dated a lot of guys with the same personality as Brian from Family Guy.
The dog.
Like, I don't think I'm educated enough.
Grr.
Your tracks. I'm like,
that is so funny you just said that. I was like, I relate.
No,
to
I really
this
did.
Girl.
I grew up and I like had a big crush on him, but I just don't think I don't know if I knew quite.
I thing. Also had like a weird crush at one point on the lobster thing in Powerpuff Girls.
The lobster thing.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Larry the Lobster?
No, can you look? Can you?
Wait, what's his name? We had Paige be him for.
I pay this man the big bucks.
We went as the Powerpuff Girls for Halloween, and we made her assistant be the lobster.
No, can you look it up? I don't actually know the gender. I weirdly had a crush.
Yeah, he got them legs on him.
Like I was into it, which I think it says a lot about me now. That looks like every man I've ever dated.
Yeah, he's got the hunch just like your ex.
The microphone too. Like that's my type.
He's like.
He's giving me like Rocky Horror Picture Show vibes.
I don't know if I know what that means.
What? You never seen that?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's a really interesting one. The lobster. Okay.
Of all the ones. I can't even really think about the other ones.
There's Mojo Jojo.
No, I just mean like the other cartoons.
Which people call me a lot. Other cartoons in general.
I could see myself with like a Squidward.
I'm sorry.
Did you guys watch SpongeBob growing up? And like as a kid, you'd watch and you'd think like Squidward is so negative. And then now you watch it and you're like, I am Squidward.
I've watched it recently.
Why have I?
It's really crazy watching SpongeBob now because you're like, wow, this is really
inappropriate. I just recently had sex to the SpongeBob movie.
That's hard.
I can't express enough. I'm talking like watch the SpongeBob movie. Riding a dick.
You're
like while being
who lives in a pineapple.
I swear to God, like, and we'd like stop for a second and like watch the movie for a second. Like
I did
weirdly
that
had like
B-movie.
Full blown
wait, I'm sorry, you guys
several
will
times.
Fuck and then stop and then watch like only a scene in the movie and then keep fucking. I've never
thinking,
done that.
I'm thinking
ever.
More so like round one, round two. You know what I mean?
Okay, round two.
Like came, now we're going to watch 20 minutes of the SpongeBob movie, then we're going to run it back again.
Okay, so it's not like in the middle.
That's a crazy clip.
Like, you're not like writing him, and then it's like, oh my God, I love this scene.
To be honest with you, though, I do that sometimes, but that's different. Okay, with this guy, it was like really great sex, so it was like, we're fucking, SpongeBob movie's happening, we came, now we're watching again, now we're fucking again. But have you ever been fucking someone and like it's not that good and there's a movie playing and you're way more into the movie than the person?
I have.
And you're like watching the movie just going through the motions. Like, I do that sometimes.
No, but one time.
That's the worst thing that can ever happen is when you share something like so vulnerable about yourself and someone's just like, no, I cannot relate.
Can't relate.
This happened to me with the show Dave. I was like watching Dave and I was so into the episode and I was sucking dick and I was like, the dick part's fun and all, but like I want to know what happens to Lil Dicky. And I was like, watching
Dave. I have a literal Dave. Video, like a POV video of me watching like Bridgerton and like, fully.
If you don't show me that after this podcast over, you're not my best friend.
I will. Full, like, in, if you watch it back, it's just like you can see the scene of Bridgerton.
No, but one time, this guy was fucking me. I was so obsessed in love with him. So obsessed. Super Bowl halftime show. Katy Perry.
That was like, the big one. All my friends were the little
sex like, during the Super Bowl is crazy. Like, don't you want to watch the Super Bowl more than that, or just me?
The fact he wanted to fuck me during the Super Bowl speaks volumes.
Yeah, that's true. Really indicative.
But he was fucking me from behind, and I turned around, and he was watching Katy Perry.
And he like, was that, like, baby, like you're that. A firework.
No, not even looking at my ass. Like, not looking at me. And this is only our second time hooking up. So
could
it
be worse.
Like,
it could have been like the Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl. Second time
fucking during the Super Bowl is what? What did you say? Could have been what?
Could have been the Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl.
Like, okay, so Katy Perry, like, that's valid.
Like, I wouldn't, I don't know. Katy Perry, like, I'd be like, okay.
Fuck you guys. I have to pee so bad.
Okay.
But, well, no, but should we just finish
can
this
I,
episode?
No, can I just tell you a serious problem I have? Mm-hmm. Have you watched Euphoria?
Yes.
Have you seen that scene in Euphoria where Rue, like, she's like on drugs
and she can't move
and she's holding her pee for like days or like hours and like she can't get up to go pee?
Yeah,
I like do that all the time.
I have to pee the second I feel it because it's like I just like, well, first of all, I peed myself in my own house like way too many times.
So what? Okay,
like I always wear onesies. I always wear like one piece like outfit. And okay. So like sometimes like I'll overestimate like the amount of time it's gonna take and then I'll piss myself in my own house. Okay,
but like you won't like you won't just pee. Don't say
that. No,
wait, I'm like, so you're not drunk or anything. Completely sober.
Well,
but you don't just sit like, you want to be sitting here.
No,
like,
it's like
pee
I'm on
in
the way.
I mean, I pee, like, every time I go pee, it, like, goes down my leg. Not what? Every time, but, like a tiny
that helped. Honestly, that really helped.
But, like, I take my clothes off. But then it, like, some, yeah. I think it's...
How does it go down your leg?
It's the wizard sleeve. Like, my vagina...
Sophia!
The vagina flaps. The vagina flaps. My cousin's looking at me. She knows. I think it's my vagina flops when I pee.
It's like a little slide.
Sometimes it...
My cousin's looking at me, she knows, is such a crazy thing to add to that. I just want to revert back to that, okay?
I'm like, girl, you know. She's like, jump.
The pussy got power. It's crazy.
Sometimes after I wipe, a little bit will go down my leg.
Okay.
But I don't pee myself. Is that peeing yourself?
She's
no.
Like low-key shaming. She's like, but I don't pee myself.
I know. I'm like, shit, that's pretty bold to say.
Okay. I weirdly don't have a problem with either one of your wizard flaps X onesie things. But I will hold my pee for like hours. And like I have to pee so bad. Mm-hmm. And I won't get up. I'll lay in pain. Like in bed, like for 2 hours. Like right now, I've had to pee since we sat down. Wouldn't yeah. you just
get
take
a kidney
the break?
Infection.
Yes.
Oh, and I never do.
You've never had a UTI?
I've had a UTI probably.
Oh, I've had more UTIs than I have like
Maybe that's why
boyfriends.
Way more than boyfriends. I hold my pee astronomically, and I can't. People say it's a depression thing, so. Like sincerely, like,
well, you could go.
But I'd rather end the podcast and keep sitting here in excruciating pain.
We can end this episode and then do Sophia's episode.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that we're able to do that?
I think we covered all the important things. You know what I mean?
We really, really hit it all. Wizard sleeves, pooping.
What did we talk about other than Mike Malak, call her daddy, shitting yourself and pissing yourself? Like nothing.
Her being attracted to a animal.
Right. Right.
And the matching pussies with the cousin.
Yeah.
Sophia, honestly, I will just say I feel like it's been a sincerely long time overdue that I've met you. And 100%. I can just tell we would catch a vibe forever, and I'm happy that you came on.
Thank you and so much.
Sophia with an F is shaking.
I am fucking shivering, shaking. I want to throw up.
Should I tweet Alex Cooper shaking right now? We just yes. even the playing ground.
Yes, do it.
God, someone take my Twitter away. I might have to do it.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
It's so funny that we end every podcast with the guest being like, thank you so much for having me. As if it was like something like monumental. Like we just made this girl talk about shitting herself for an hour.
Yeah, you're getting
clipped. Thank you so much for having me on. Like, I feel like I got a lot across, and I hope it changes lives. You know what I mean?
Like, thank you for coming on. We love you.
Thank you.
We're going to shoot another episode right now for Sophia with Neb.
Yes, woo!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.